Florida's Everglades. The area is known for the alligators, and in recent years, the pythons. Burmese pythons aren't native to the Everglades, but over the last two decades, they've taken up residence in the swampy mangroves. With their voracious appetite, they're taking a big toll on native wildlife. Now comes along another Florida species, the python hunter. And often, in hot pursuit of the hunters, are the television cameras. NPR's Greg Allen reports on the hordes that are descending on the Everglades for a competition, the Python Challenge.
Several hundred people have signed up to take part in the month-long python hunt. This weekend, Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission held a kickoff event where they showed prospective hunters how best to corral a 10-foot-long snake.
So now this animal has gone into fight behavior. He knows that Jeff is there. He's not happy about it. He's hissing a little bit.
While biologist Jenny Novak narrates, snake wrangler Jeff Fobb works to control and bag a Burmese python that weighs 50 pounds.
And then he's just going to grasp the animal right behind the head. He can feel the jawbones on his hand. He's just using two fingers around the neck to control the animal. That's all we need, is to control the animal.
In the last python challenge 3 years ago, 1,600 people took part, catching just 68 snakes. Researchers say there are tens of thousands of Burmese pythons in the Everglades. Catching them isn't easy, but finding them is even harder. Veteran snake hunter Bill Booth says in the last python challenge, his team hunted 7 days before finding their first snake. They ended up taking second place.
We got six snakes. And one got away. We were being followed by National Geographic, and they were filming a show, and they actually borrowed the snake from us to reenact one of the other hunters, and they came back and said the snake got away. So we wanted to kill him.
Booth, a firefighter from the Tampa area, took a month off work for this year's challenge. He grew up in Miami and says he spent much of his childhood in the Everglades. Burmese pythons, Booth says, have had a dramatic impact on wildlife there.
The thing is, you don't see anything. It's like a wasteland out there. I think in the 30 days that we spent on the last python challenge, I think we saw maybe one or two otters in 30 days and rabbits and stuff like that. They're just not around.
As preparations were underway for this year's python challenge, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals called on Florida to tell participants not to cut off the heads of pythons they capture. The animal rights group said when decapitated, pythons can remain alive and writhe in agony for hours. State officials declined to take a position on that. Ron Bergeron is commission board member and a longtime snake hunter.
You know, as an expert, I catch them alive, but we don't really recommend that to the public. It can be dangerous. A snake can turn around and bite you.
The best way to kill a snake, Bergeron says, is whatever works.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to educate the public on how gorgeous the texture of this meat is. Not just the texture, the flavor.
At the kickoff to the python hunt, Chef Jimmy Rodriguez was serving up samples of invasive species. No snakes, two marine species, snakeheads and lionfish, fried. Plus tacos made with slow-cooked green iguana.
Make sure you come back for that green iguana taco, because that's another invasive species taking over.
With the extensive media coverage, Burmese pythons have become Florida's best-known invasive species. The Python Challenge attracts people from across the country. Howard Hudson and his wife Diana came with their friend Chip Williamson from Cincinnati to join in what would be for them their first ever python hunt.
This is also just an adventure. We love to be able to help protect the native wildlife from the invasive species. We know that they're really hard to find out there, but I think we'll have a ball.
I point out to the Hudsons and to Williamson that they'll be up against some serious python hunters.
Yep.
We're not them.
We're not them. We're going to enjoy ourselves and have a good time.
But we can catch the big one. We can catch the biggest one.
You never know.
As for catching a python, the Ohioans say they think they know how to do it. They've seen it done on Animal Planet. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.